Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station,
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our
national anthem.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. You know what that means, don't you?
My ballroom always full, and everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls of fire. I've got big balls, oh, I've got big balls, and they're such big balls.
Tonight, we already have abandoned guests and expectant calls. We've got people who actually prepared and planned, and we've got topics. Learn more, spankwagon.net.
But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night. We've got big balls! We've got big balls!
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
I've got big balls, and I put them on the mic.
Hence why they broke. The balls or the mic.
Hey-o.
I got bubble gum. I guess I better test that out before I start the show.
Spit your gum out now, God damn it. We're at least slightly professional.
Is this fucking annoying or what?
Hell yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Spankwagon Radio.
Scrappy moment.
Okay. It's Friday night. You know what that means.
That means we're going to get naked and do all kinds of crazy shit to each other.
I'm going to get even drunker than normal.
I was going to say someone's about to be audibly violated.
Audibly?
Is that me? God, please tell me it's me.
Yes, I will violate you audibly.
Is that an actual word? Is that a dictionary?
Audibly violated.
Let me go online and check the dictionary.
Dictionary.com.
Let me go online and check the dictionary.
Makingshitup.com.
When's the last time anyone checked the actual fucking dictionary to look up a word of the dictionary?
You still use the dictionary? All the time.
Yeah, I got a regular Merriam-Webster at home.
Wait. Trench, do you have your constitution with you?
Yes, always.
He carries a copy of the constitution with him in his backpack.
I know, yeah. Why?
15 seconds in and we're already making shit up. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Spankwagon Radio. I'm Murphy.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Zuzu.
And I'm Tricher.
Oh, Tricher!
Somebody get me some corn.
Why do you make fun of Tricher when he's not there to defend himself?
Because he's getting in his bag to get his constitution.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. I think that's like the fifth time I've said that. You'll find us every week, spankwagon.net. You're listening to us live. Hopefully you're watching us live because Zuzu's hoo-hoos are on the cam. Hoo-hoos.
Are they?
Yeah, too bad I got this big-ass fucking wall blocking me from seeing shit.
Motherfucker, I'm going to get you a goddamn phone book, okay? There you go. For you, buddy.
That's nice. You know, usually she come in, say hi, give a hug. I didn't get no hug.
That's because I came in late.
No hug, no hello. It's 20 minutes before the show. You know, we only got like, we only prepare 30
Bitch,
seconds.
Get your ass up out the chair and go over here. And
I have been
hug.
Over there.
Why don't you go give her some
go,
love?
Go give her some love.
Give her some love. Shit,
everybody
man.
Nah, come over okay. here and give me some love.
I don't want to fall under peer pressure. Now, this is cocaine.
I'm sorry, but I only fall if it's heroin.
Oh, I just want to thank everyone for listening in. The chat room's getting full already. That's a good sign.
I hate that shit. Isn't that the worst fucking line ever? I don't give in to peer pressure.
Everybody gives in to peer pressure.
All you have to say is, nah, man, I don't feel like fucking drinking tonight, dude. That's it. You know what I mean? And then you keep on pushing drinks. Like, dude, I'm not going to drink. You know, but I don't give in to peer pressure.
I don't want to. Dude, it's like, nah, dude, I got an AA meeting in the morning. No, thanks. But you know who's the worst at that, though? Trench. Trench is the worst. He's like, no, man, I'm not going to do that just because everybody else is doing it. Sure enough, the other night he's at my house playing Warcraft cards like the rest of us little fucking geek monkeys.
No, I never said I wasn't going to do it. I just said that I can't do it.
This is bullshit because you did it.
I tried it.
You did pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So, okay, here, Irish Mandingo with the line of the light. Fucking 2 minutes into the show.
That shows that decaf likes any white
That's
bitches.
That's what I was just going to read.
Oh, where are you? That is great shit right there.
Holy shit. Hopefully you guys are listening and you are listening live. We love the live listeners. Not to say we don't love the podcast people, but the live listeners are just a lot more fun. You get to play, interact. It's like a call-in show. You get to give your opinion. Hey, speaking of a call-in show, Zuzu, what's that number?
What number?
Phone number.
Oh, you mean 1-866-LV-ROCKS? That's 1-866-587-6257.
You know, we all have our shticks, and I like hers the best.
It always freaks out Trencher.
Trencher never really knows what to say. He's like...
He said, it reminds me of that phone sex call I had back in October.
That bill doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. It exists online, just not in paper.
Oh, touch me there.
So how many people got their secret account online where they get money deposit?
I got a secret PayPal account. Who are we kidding?
That's what I have too, man.
And you think you're all secret about it. Just shit, you know, like, I got my secret PayPal account. I got one too. Nuh-uh. Which character did you buy?
And then I get home and the wife says to me, hey, by the way, I noticed on your PayPal account you bought 15 more packs of Wild Warcraft cards, you son of a bitch. Fuck, I'm busted again.
That's what you buy on your secret account?
No, I actually buy wrong things. I subscribe to tranny porn websites.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't.
Two words
You're
for you, boys.
He does. No, he does.
Two words
He's like,
for
come
you.
Here and take a look at this.
Timber James. Go and look her up. That's all I'm going to say.
Timber James.
No,
not you. I meant for the schmucks at home. Oh.
Timber.
All right. Whatever. So we got a lot to do tonight, guys. Recap on some things. Hopefully, Conspiracy Bob will be calling in.
Conspiracy Bob.
We hope he calls in.
Maybe.
Is he because on their conspiracy that he thinks that we're against them, so he's not going to call this show?
Well, I think what happened last time is he couldn't bounce his phone signal off about 18 different satellites to hide from the NSA. But I hooked him up with some black box shit this week, so I think he's all right. Old school. He's sitting at a phone booth with a tape recorder playing back the sounds of coins dropping in. You should see Trench. Trench is having a nerdgasm right now. Come on.
It's a red box.
Thank you. I was waiting for the phone freak. So we'll have that. We're also supposed to have Derek from Comic Oasis. He's supposed to be in tonight. My third favorite black man. I hope he comes in. I love the guy. Plus, he's bringing me more Warcraft cards. Who else
God,
is going to
be? God, you are a fucking geek.
I am retarded. Like, you don't even know. And who else? Dan, the owner of Canis Hosting, and who's been on the show before, is going to be calling in tonight, not only to talk about Canis Hosting and some of the stuff that they do.
I should ask him, should I be the only one allowed to do Canis Hosting promotion?
You know, he might
you stand as host of bitches?
Bitches?
Dude, he's from Detroit.
$1.99, you know, a broke nigga like me can afford that shit.
But we're also going to talk a little baseball trade roundup. And tonight, all night, we will be doing Manny Watch. Manny Ramirez has been traded to the Dodgers. Game time is 7:40 p.m. Pacific. We'll be doing Manny Watch tonight as he starts bombing him out of the park. Can't wait for that.
Fuck him.
Trencher, okay, you got to explain what you just did there because I saw it.
This monitor sucks ass. Okay, so studio engineer picked up a new monitor because we got tired of that big-ass clunky CRT there, right?
Yeah.
So we decided, well, he decided to bring in a monitor. To
Pee Wee the Pee Wee Herman monitor.
Yeah, it's a fucking 15-inch.
You know, I think they got that. I think Hash is going to make that a bong when we're out of here.
He probably will.
It's more useful. Dude, I'm trying to adjust because no matter what I do for my contrast.
Yeah, it is tiny. No wonder. I knew it was something weird because usually I can look over and I can read, you know, what people are writing on your screen and shit, right? I can't see shit on that motherfucker. Man, that thing is dying.
And what doesn't help is Redrum's using like neon fluorescent green, and this thing does not handle neon fluorescent green.
It's like pastel, dude. I'm like squinting to see what
it's like. It's like putting a VGA cable.
Oh
to
my
it.
God, I didn't even see it on mine. I'm like, I thought that was just people signing out and signing in.
It's like putting a VGA cable to an iPod and shit.
Call
it a monitor, my friends.
Yeah. Fucking S video cable hooked to an iPod. That's. Wait, my home entertainment system does that.
Yeah, no shit. So we've got the new monitor over there. It's a 15.4-inch wide screen, which for those of you that have been to an electronics store lately.
Okay, look, if this thing was a cock, it's hung like me. That's the sad part about it. All right. And I was going to bring in my 19-inch. I realized it was a digital only, and I'm like, eh.
Now you'll be bringing that to my place then. I'll take that.
Yeah, okay. No problem. I'm getting rid of all my computers. Actually, I'm sending Joker my G5.
No, I'm talking to Joker about that.
I'm still sending it to him. I don't care what you say.
I'm talking to Joker about that.
I don't care what you say.
But I never had a Mac, and I would love to have my first one.
Murphy's got three.
Can I have one?
Actually,
have one?
I've got more than three. Let's see.
I have one?
Well, let me tell you what I've got.
Can I have one?
The old school G3 out in the garage.
See, I'll give a shit with
it. I'll give a flying fuck.
I've got the G3 in the closet. I've got the kids' iMac that isn't even hooked up and running.
Can I have that one then? Kids aren't going to fucking use it.
I've got my G4 that's sitting in the living room that's my media server. I fucking love that thing, by the way, because I download my movies. I put them on that server, spits them out to my Xbox, and I can watch them on my television. And then I've got my MacBook. My wife's got her.
Actually spell out television? I mean, you didn't say I can watch it on my TV. I can watch it on my television.
Watch it on my television.
You know that went out back in like 1955 and shit.
Kiss
right?
My ass. Zeus, there's a Mac sitting right next to you in that little box there. Just wiggle the mouse. You can play with that one.
Dick.
Dick.
Richard?
I am always looking to pick up new Macs. I'm talking to a guy right now.
Give me one.
Who has a lampshade iMac, the G4 with the spinning neck. I fucking love those things. I'm trying to get it from him for like $100. We'll see if that happens.
Nice.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to be sad, though, for this show. There's actually all three things I want to bring up. Hopefully, Derek will show up. Because I have questions for him, too. Everything that I want to talk about all deals with Wisconsin.
With Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
What does he know about Wisconsin?
You like cheese?
I got the secret. Hey, even Brett Favre. If we talk about
Brett Favre,
Favre
tonight.
That's another Wisconsin. There's four things on Wisconsin today.
And only four, I guess.
So, since tonight's kind of a tight night, let's move right in. I know we need to talk about this. You want to talk about the... want to talk about that?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Okay. All right. So a man got charged in Wisconsin for shooting his own lawnmower with a double barrel shotgun.
Oh, we did that.
That?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, you guys did that.
Yeah.
The other news, real news channel. So I guess in Wisconsin, this guy can serve up to 6 years. And 90 days behind bars and fines up to $11,000 for taking out a gun and blasting his own fucking lawnmower. Now, my question is, you know, people in the chat room, what do you feel? Do you feel that this man had a right as his property on his yard to blow the shit out of his own shit? Or do you think that, you know, judging from the laws and the open, you know, not shooting open and firearms in the open, that he should serve jail time for this? Or are we open up to the panel? What do you think?
I think we should actually open up the phone lines
right
off the bat. You guys need to call in and tell us what you think on that. Trench, you're an advocate.
I know you're the big
constitutionalist. What do you think?
Well, if the city laws state that, you know, you can't shoot discharge a firearm in city limits, that's the law. That's the rule. You know, if you own a gun and everything's cool, hey, you're done. It's cool there. Everything's great. But if you're discharging in the city limits, which is prohibited, I don't think it's jail time. I think I'm like a misdemeanor, maybe a fine. But really, honestly, if the dude wants to shoot up his own fucking lawnmower,
it's my fucking shit. I do what I want.
Let him shoot it up.
But then you get into the slippery slope. What's next? A 22 to the blender?
That fucking thing did not give me my margarita. Fuck that blender.
So what would you do, Zoo? Would you cheer him on and say, no, why are you opening a firearm? Or would you go, oh, shit, nigga, do that shit again?
I'd give him a fucking, what is it, a chainsaw and be like, here, go to town, man.
You know, that actually raises a good question. You know, if he can't shoot a gun at it, he sure in hell could have chainsawed it or, you know, done something else to it, you know.
I personally, you know, Zeus, did you have another point?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I think it's fine that he shoots it. I mean, yeah, city law, whatever, but fuck it. Let him shoot his goddamn lawnmower.
Wait, where was he again?
Wisconsin.
Shit, dude. Oh,
should I just left there?
That's called an activity.
That's called the most exciting thing that happened to that state all week.
That's front page news in Wisconsin.
It's a Saturday night.
So
get a beer.
So do you think that the penalty of 6 years, regardless of what he shot, if you discharge a firearm, if you're not shooting at a non-living object, do you think that you should be
6 years?
No, that's retarded.
Up to 6 years. That's retarded.
Up to 6 years. He's gonna get like time served,
dude. Misdemeanor time served.
It's gonna be night court. $50 time served. That's it.
Thank you, Harry. All right. Where's so, Jodester in the chat room just said that it's kind of dumb since some lawnmowers have gas.
That was the point, though. This thing wouldn't start.
You know what? If that was the case and it actually ignited and blew up on him, then there wouldn't be much of a news story.
Yeah, then it'd just be a Darwin Award.
That would be the good news story. You're like, oh, my God, this retard just blew himself up shooting his own fucking lawnmower.
This is his words, exactly what he told the officer. I'll tell you the truth. I got pissed off because my lawnmower wouldn't start, so I got my shotgun and shot it. I could do that. It's my lawnmower and my yard, so I can shoot it if I want.
All right, now let me have that real quick because I'm going to redo that in the Wisconsin line. Where's he at here?
Is it
look at his mugshot. I absolutely love that.
That's probably coming from my CD.
Where's the Law and Order? Where's the Law and Order theme? Okay, so as someone who's been to Wisconsin lately, this is what this would have sounded like there. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I got pissed because my lawnmower wouldn't start, so I got my shotgun and I shot it. I can do that. It's my lawnmower and my yard, so I can shoot it if I want.
I like it.
That's very accurate, actually.
Irish said, ammo plus a third grade education. Nice.
Look, let the old crazy man shoot his lawnmower.
Look at this motherfucker look, dude.
I know, seriously.
He's fucking crazy.
Hey, little girl, want some candy?
Hold on, I gotta kill my lawnmower first. Are you talking to me at night?
Come on over, I'm gonna drown a puppy.
He's like,
there you go.
He's gonna turn to the lawnmower.
Do we have that? Oh, I have.
Law and Order. Turn to the lawnmower. He's like, are you talking to me? Huh?
You better
Holy
not be
shit.
Fucking talking to me.
You better Joester. Not be talking to me.
Because there's no one else in this room.
Joester's like on fire tonight. Just lawnmower in order. For those of you that don't know, you know what? No, we'll save who Joester is.
We'll save that.
She's fun. Look, let the fucker shoot his lawnmower. 22 to the blender. Fucking chainsaw to the salad night. Shooter. Yeah, margarita night. You better shit. You better hope
that
shit goes down.
Bitch.
Oh, my God. Just as long as he's not like trap shooting, you know, PBR cans in the backyard. Oh! Boom!
Although it wouldn't be a real trap shoot, it'd be a bungee cord and a
Clint,
lamp.
Hold this. Bungee cord and a lamp.
So okay, we'll end it on this note. If there's any object right now in your house that you would fucking take a shotgun to, what would that object be?
Do children count?
Oh, call in the show. We want some phone calls. Goddamn it, 1-866. LV Rocks, because we're doing a good show today. We ain't putting fucking people to sleep.
1-866-587-6257.
Now we put you to
sleep. It's so much better when Zuzu does that.
Yes,
by the way.
I know. So come on, people, call. We got like,
yeah. Let us know if there's something in your house. You take a
shotgun
to.
Chat room, pick up the phone, you lazy fucks.
If it were me, honestly, right now, I hate to say this, it'd be the big ass television because it's starting to fuck up on me.
It's starting to fuck
up. And I love the big ass television, but
what kind of weapon will you take to it?
I'm more personal, so it'd probably be a hand hatchet.
Where would you start? At the screen and the
side? I'd start right in the middle of the screen. Just
dead. There's Murphy.
Right through the middle of that thing, just fucking hacking that thing up.
What about you, Zoo? If it's something in your house right now, you can fucking destroy any way.
You know what? I can't find a goddamn thing in my house right now. I just moved, and I can't find a fucking thing. So I don't know.
Somewhere there's a cat in a box meowing.
I can hear you, Oscar. Wait. Just can't.
Is that a cat or a hostage?
Yes. What, you got Kenny in there too?
Come on, in the chat room. If you're not going to call, at least let us know in the chat room so we can tell everybody. Whoa, okay.
There it is.
Yeah, 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Irish said it's more fun to drop a big screen TV off of a roof.
You should see my TV. It's a 65-inch rear projection Sony that's about 7 years old.
Hold on. Okay, so when we want to find someone to bring it up to the roof, Irish Mandingo, we're calling you.
Exactly. Yeah, no shit.
Because, yeah, it's fun watching him go down. It's a bitch making him go up.
We need to work up a pulley system. We hook up some ropes.
What about
shit?
You, Decaf? What would you shoot?
Right now, I would shoot my fucking computer, because I have Asus motherboard. And this motherfucker. The motherboard keeps on saying that.
Wait, you have an Asus motherboard?
Yes.
What kind of a nerd are you?
And this,
you're the best.
I know. And this motherfucker is giving me a message that it says it's overrunning or some shit. Shuts off every 15 fucking seconds. I can't get it to stay
on. Did you overclock?
Yeah, overclock. No, I didn't do it purposely. The fucking shit's doing it on its own. I can't clear the message no matter what I fucking do. No matter what I do.
Took the shit apart. Can you even get
to the BIOS? It fucking bypasses the BIOS, say overclock, and it fucking shuts off.
You're fucked.
Yes,
well,
I know.
No, just fix it.
No, if it's getting to that point, something's already scorched.
No. I had
something's
a friend, Cody, and he fixed his because he overclocked his shit, and then he went in, but it took him like a week or two to fucking fix it, though.
So, in any case, what I want to do is I want to take a screwdriver and just jab the shit out. I know. I want to take a screwdriver and jab the shit out of it slowly, every little fucking chip.
Because you want to make it
trencher?
Feel
Jeez. I don't know. I'm afraid that once I start, I can't stop. The problem is I...
You're a McKenna was a serial killer of household products.
Fuck that. Dude, it would be amazing just to start from scratch because everything got blown to shit.
See, here's the thing. Trench is so anal retentive. He can tell you where things...
Yeah, it's called Fight Club.
No. He keeps his silverware zip-tied in the drawer when he's not using it, okay?
No.
So if you give Trench... just that little bit of freedom to destroy something.
Oh, I'm going
something.
To his fucking house and fucking with his world.
Oh, I would love to see. I would love everything. To see him just make that downward trend and just fall off the edge.
Yeah, I don't zip tie my silver. I don't give a shit about that. But certain things have to be in a certain place.
You put a toilet cover over the toilet window while she's using it. No, he likes to ram wrap his shit.
No. It's only the things that are particularly his and his to deal with. Like the kids' toys all over the room, he's cool with. But if
are you
go
serious?
Into,
you're cool with that shit?
But if you go into his office.
Which I'm giving up slowly, piece by piece.
And you move some shit around. As someone who has moved around things that have been on his little racks of stuff, oh, it's fun to watch the little wheels turn. So it'd be great to see you actually decide to take something and destroy it and then just watch you go over the edge and just torch the house. That would be awesome. Joester out in the chat room, she says she would shoot her diabetic cats, which which I think could be easily done with a kettlebell. Also, her kids rocking horse.
But you didn't read the rest.
Bathtub.
They're already dead, so now she's got to dig up her cats and then shoot them and then bury them again.
Maybe they're just stuffed on the mantle.
I like that. Something to cuddle with at night.
She would also shoot her...
Wait. You know what? Speaking of that, have you seen... I went to get my car washed last week, the day before it rained, of course. And I was at the car wash, and they sell these little furball cats that look like they're breathing, but they're asleep.
Excuse me?
It's a cat. It looks like a stuffed cat that's sleeping.
Dude, what weird Mexican car wash are you going to?
The one down in Green Valley. The one in Green Valley next across the street from... the 76 station and next to, I think it's like the brewery.
The Irish.
Yeah, the Irish Brew Prob. TJ Friday's down on Sunset where Sunset gets all funky.
Yeah, it's true.
That's
true.
Yeah. Wait, you let someone else wash your car?
Place.
Yeah, because I'm too fucking lazy. I may be anal, but I'm lazy.
Dude, I'm anal retentive. I don't let anybody else wash my car.
We know.
Motherfucker, you need like a staff of 80 to wash your fucking car right now.
Anal retentive on that piece of shit.
All right, and on that note, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio?
I'm going to say, I just looked at the picture that Radio posted. That is some freaky fucking looking shit right there, my friend.
Tell your dad hi.
All right, guys. Hi. We will be back.
I forgot to bring up my audio.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
James. I was ready, damn it.
Goddamn board ops.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round. Hey! I was just a skinny lad. Never knew no good from bad. But I knew life before. I've been singing with my band, cross the wire, across the land. I've seen every blue-eyed floozy on the way. But their beauty and their style were kind of smooth after a while. Take me to their dirty ladies every time. Come on. Oh, won't you take me home tonight?
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Come on, get the call to be the guy who's looking for. You see that guy's thing always is walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Come on, get the call to be the guy who's looking for. You see that guy's thing always is walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. From now on 15 years. Oh, God, I see my woman driving through the tears. I see the animal people down, I handle the pain. I get the shirt right off my back if I had this nerve to say. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working it no more.
I'm sorry, I don't think I need a reason to feel this way. All the pain and the torment you put me through. Now you feel like the victim. With the tension that pierced through the heart of you.
I don't think that's all.
Where the hell did everybody go? I say a break and people just up and fucking leave.
It was a supply run, actually.
Beer run. Got it.
Beer run. That's the beauty of internet radio. You can say whatever you want.
And you can drink while working.
So since everybody else isn't back, what do you want to talk about, Trish?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't have much to talk about.
That's not true.
No,
you've got a lot to talk about.
I don't have. I'm looking over the list trying to figure out, because I mean I wrote everything out because I yet again forgot to print out the broadcast sheet. we'd love to hear from Bob, our conspiracy theory guy, and 2 weeks in a row he's blowing us off. So Bob's off of our guest list for now.
Sorry, Bob.
That's okay. When we find you do the big spank wagon party, some of your we'll try to find a place for you in the list.
Yeah.
We do want to talk really quick. Zane Crawl. We got a message on our MySpace from one of our past guests, Zane.
Let me bring that up here real quick. That way we have the exact message from Zane.
Zane Lamprey from Three Sheets on the Mojo Network. He was a guest of ours a few months ago and
all around awesome dude.
Really awesome dude. We recommend watching the show. I think it's in repeats again. My DVR never captured any of the new ones. I was so pissed.
Neither did mine. But you can pick up the season 1 and season 2 DVDs on mojohd.com.
Excellent.
So this is what Zane has to say here. Dearest drinkers, this will be the last year of Zane Crawl. My pub crawl events, I've had a blast and will continue to have a blast on my remaining crawls, but this will be the last year. It's too much work and money with the scouting, hotels, flights, staff, and the cost of food, booze, prizes, and buses, etc. But
that's got to be expensive.
Yeah, but if you still want to party with me, Zane Lamprey of Three Sheets, for 3 days, you have 3 chances in Boston, Chicago, and San Francisco. They are happening in the next 3 months. Zane Crawl basically is where Zane takes a busload of people and they go bar to bar.
It's doing his show with an audience.
With a live audience,
And what it is, basically, if you haven't seen his show, is he travels to foreign, foreign to domestic, but just different locations to drink with the locals, drink, try something new, try some other hangover remedy foods and things like that, anti-drunk foods.
It's like Zane says, the best way to learn about a culture is to find out how they spend their time partying.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what it is. So ZaneCrawl.com, go and check it out. For those of you that live in those cities or that plan on being there, Zane Crawl is a lot of fun. It's booze with Zane, and that in itself is great.
We do have media talk to talk about some fun stuff happening here in the Vegas Valley with our action news. But we'll get to that when we get
action,
the full comp.
Action news.
Oh my God, look out.
Action.
Gotta go. I do want to point out you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. For those of you listening to the audio stream or the podcast, if you're listening live, you can flip over to our video feed by going to spankwagon.net and clicking on the SWTV link at the very top.
You can listen and watch at the same time.
Absolutely.
You can also chat and watch at the same time, as it appears Jodster has figured out.
Yes, Jodster's in it. We got a lot of people in the chat. We'll do a mad props here in a little while.
You know
while.
What? Let's talk about Jodster here, since it's just you and I here.
Okay.
We bumped into Jody. I don't even know how it happened.
You know, well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. She must have been scanning Twitter. Now, I will say this, though. This has only been up on the site for a week, but I've been on trying to be a good Twitterer.
Twitterific.
Yes. I don't have an iPhone. Basically, Twitter is, imagine text messaging, but on the internet.
To a shitload of people
all
at once.
Everyone at once. Well, she found us online. Cool. But then we kind of noticed, okay, wait, we're being paid attention to, which we're attention whores, let's be honest.
Hey, yo!
We enjoy it. So we said, oh, and then we noticed, oh, wait, you work in terrestrial radio here in the Valley.
You're forgetting something. Jody is hot.
Well, I'm going to get to that.
Sorry.
So terrestrial radio here in the Valley. And so we're like, oh, well, you know, I normally don't listen to that because that's usually a CBS or a Uber Republican station. So I'm going to we listened. We actually listened this Friday, made it a point to do it up.
I'm Twittering right now.
Yeah, you're Twittering right now. It's kind of addictive, but I haven't gotten to that habit. Well, we listened, and we actually have some comments on stuff on her show, on her terrestrial radio show.
Which is AM 840 KXNT.
Yeah.
KXNT here in Vegas. I think it's KXNT.com. Just like Murphy to spoil the big finish. Hey, you know, that's me. So we listened to her show. Her show is live every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., which is
real radio.
Real radio. Like, it's a four-hour block.
We get 2 hours of internet radio.
I don't know. She has a four-hour block where she gets to talk for 15 minutes every hour.
Yeah, well. I don't know. From the sounds of it, though, there's technical issues with her headphones and chair wheels.
So.
That's, I mean, because you're listening, and we're listening, and we're listening. All of a sudden, we're dumping the ads. I'm
you like, know what I think that
there's
is?
There's a dump button that someone really loved.
I think that's the timing on the internet stream. But
well,
anyway.
That's what I told you.
So we're listening to her show, and she brought up a topic of should the south end of the strip where basically the city center and all that stuff is going.
That'd be no. Well, yeah. Should city center or city cemetery, as we like to call it.
Should that be renewed or should that be renamed to downtown? And we had some thoughts. We had some comments on that. It was a lot of fun. Jody, look, if you're out there, call us right now. 1-866-587-6257. Give us a call. I hear squealing out in the green
room. That means the rest of our compadres should be soon. Back soon. But she made a point. Actually, I got perturbed because...
you got more than perturbed.
Because of the fact of naming City Center the new downtown.
How
and then,
could you do this to my wonderful downtown that I love so much?
Yeah, you know,
you really do have an affair with that section of the city.
I do. I love downtown. I mean, in my opinion, downtown doesn't need a new name to be better. It just needs people to invest in it. And they're starting to, and that makes me happy. That's what's going to bring downtown back. But one of my arguments, of course, and you actually used this when you called, was,
and I gave you credit.
You did. Was the whole mixed use, not mixed nuts for downtown. By the way, we got a caller here. We're on the air.
Hi, it's Joester.
Hello.
Jody. Hello, hi. Jody.
Hi. Should I turn my radio? I mean, should I turn the sound feed off so I can? So I don't get confused?
Go ahead and
just
turn
like,
your speakers down.
Yeah, just like
turn your speakers down.
Just like terrestrial.
All right, gotcha. Cool.
Uh-oh, he's got to bring the line
hello.
Up.
Hello.
There we go. The rest of the crew has rejoined us.
Yeah, just shut the fucking show off. save yourself an hour and do something else. More
so, now, who was the person that actually thinks that downtown has a chance?
Me. That'd be Trencher.
That'd be Trench. Oh, Trench thinks that. Now, Murphy, I'm the one who actually had the balls to call in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, gotcha. All right. You know, I think that downtown's a great place. It's a great area. But let's face it. I mean, it doesn't look like your traditional downtown. It's suffering greatly because there's no place to park. Nobody wants to hang out. Every time I've been down there, I've gotten a parking ticket. It's not fun sometimes.
You get parking tickets down there?
Yeah, I got to figure out how you pull that one off because I've never gotten a parking ticket down there.
I've never.
Well, you squish your man tits together and dance.
Oh, that's true.
I get a lot of tickets, though, so that's not, you know, maybe that's just me.
As a matter of fact, from one of your Twitter posts, beating out of a parking lot in front of a cop.
Yeah. It was a federal cop, though. So it was all right.
Oh, Mark.
We're really doing federal stuff.
You know those loading zones and the handicap signs, they mean something, right, when you park in there, right?
Yeah, free parking for me.
No, ooh, free parking. I'm the bad driving vigilante, though, because I will totally yell at people for parking in handicapped spots, but then I'll cut a cop off. So.
Yeah. Okay, now, Jody.
An asshole.
Tell everyone about your show.
My show is pretty much just caller interactive. The whole show is geared towards.
Is that 900 number?
Wrong show.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're making a lot more money. No. It's you know, and I have to pick my topics carefully because my demographic is how should I say this?
Old white people.
Yeah, old people.
Old white Republicans.
So your show can't be decaffeinated, huh? You put me on.
No. You know, if I talk about like anything internet, like if I was to say, "Hey, everybody, listen to Spank Wagon Radio," they'd go, "Oh, she said Spank." You know, it would be. But if I was to say, hey, what do you think about age-restricted communities? Oh, the whole phone lines would light up.
I think we need a place to go to keep those kids off our lawn.
Wow, one really must have to do a lot of Quaaludes to prep for that show.
Yeah, yeah, it can be tough because, you know, I sometimes want to talk about things that I care about, and it's hard for me because I have to think about things that a 7-year-old would care about. So it's tough. Yeah, it can be tough, but sometimes I just go out on my own, and I always get in trouble for it. So
what's the racial demographic? What's the fucking
demographic?
Demographic, thank you.
Fuck, black man needs to learn to read.
The what?
The racial demographic of your show.
That I'm not really sure of, but I'm going to guess mostly white.
Dude,
it's mostly white people in the country, so that'd probably be a pretty fucking good guess.
A lot of people from Boulder City might call it.
Oh, shit.
I'm not
shit.
Really sure.
That is a lot of white people.
You can understand them through the three teeth?
Our neck.
And I also want to know why you feel this.
I shot my lawnmower this morning.
They have more children than teeth. Yeah, those are the ones.
Yeah.
Now,
that's not Boulder City. That's Pittman or Old Henderson.
Oh, Hendertucky.
Hendertucky.
Now, yeah. Jody, I'd like to offer you the opportunity that we talked about earlier that you don't get to do on your show. Do you want to drop an F-bomb?
You know, I would love to, but I do actually have my kids in the room. So
send them in the other room.
Fuckity, fuck.
Earmuffs.
Thank you. Thanks for doing that for me.
I thought you turned down the speakers.
I did.
Okay. All right, there. Fuck.
Tell everybody about your show when it comes on.
I feel better already. Just from you saying that.
There you go.
Hey, Jody, tell us about the show, about when it comes on.
When and where. Where can people hear it?
You can hear the show at AM 840 every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or you can also stream it live at KXNT.com.
Yeah, I was going to point that out. Is KXNT.com, and they've got an audio player.
What subject are you going to talk about this week?
Actually, this is the first Sunday that I've taken off in 2 years.
Oh,
damn. Tomorrow's my birthday, so I'm going out.
Hey, my birthday's on the 5th. Happy birthday.
Oh, really? Happy birthday, fellow Leo.
I know. We the tightest shit in the world, aren't we?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Actually,
we think we are.
Yeah, your shit is pretty tight over there, Z.
A week from Sunday, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. I usually don't decide what I'm going to talk about until Saturday before the show because I don't like to use a bunch of stuff that everybody else has used all week. I like to try and think of new stuff. I like to get stuff that's current.
Now, Jody, I'm looking at the site, and I'm looking at the various people. What's it like to be the hot girl at KXNT?
Yeah.
For us, please.
It would probably be great, except for when I'm there, there's only about two other people in the whole entire building, one guy from KLUC and then the person that is my call screener. So it doesn't really get me much.
Look at that. She's got her own call screener. We're here. We're doing our own shit. She's.
You know, we have to get calls so we get screen calls, right?
Yeah. Right.
When we get to the first part, we can get the second part.
There you go. I'll be your call screener when you get some callers.
All right. We'll hold you to that.
I'll be the swearing call screener.
Oh, Jody, I gotta call you out on something here. Looking at your MySpace page, I have to ask you about this blog. The name of the blog is Why Are Some People So Gay? And right? Just because I don't want to date you or feed your ego doesn't mean you have to delete me from your friends list. Doing that is petty, and I don't care anyway. Sorry, but some of you are amazingly juvenile and need to hear the truth. What is the backstory on that?
Oh, I just started realizing that there's probably been like 5 or 6 different guys and even one of them I went out with one night just as friends, not expecting anything. He took me to Dennis Miller.
Guys always expect.
Yeah, well, maybe he
shit,
I
always expect. I
wasn't going to give him any, and you know, it was just cool. But then as soon as I didn't want to continue on with some kind of relationship, he deleted me. I was like, what's the point in deleting me? What is the point of doing that? Does that make people feel better?
Because you didn't go down on him.
I didn't even go up on him.
We just had that conversation outside about that's the way you keep a woman. If you go down on them,
keep a man.
Suck his dick in the parking lot. That's always great.
Yeah. You suck that dick like nobody's fucking business, and you are the only one that does it best.
That's right. Give it all you got.
There you go.
All right, Jody, we're going to cut you loose. Thank you for calling in. And
all right.
We will be listening in next week.
Not next week, week after.
The week after. KXNT.com, AM 840 here in Vegas.
Thanks. You guys are my new favorite people.
Hey, do they let black people have AM radio?
Are we allowed to listen to stations? Because I heard their shows are quite interesting for black people at AM.
Hey, guess what? I have a different co-host where I try and rotate like five or six different people. Why don't you come co-host the show with me?
Oh, shit. Sure.
Yeah. Make it
bold. Hey. We're going to need a hell of a dump button on that one.
Yeah, you might want to practice not swearing. Just
okay. All right. Decaf, look at me. And don't swear.
Yes.
Fuck.
Right.
What?
Don't swear and don't say anything that's too Son outside of the box. And that's where you got.
How are you doing today, my friend? I am. This is whitewashed decaf. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm a geek, and I would like to play with your modem.
All right, Jody, we're going to cut you loose.
But I'm holding you to it. I'm really going to come on your show. Trust me.
Uh-oh.
Hey, believe me, I'm willing. I'm serious.
All white women are willing.
All right, thanks, Jody.
Ready and willing. Good night, you guys.
All right.
You know, we're going to have Jody in here one night. Okay, decaf, seriously.
Why are you chewing
what
the fucking gummy worms?
We've got a professional radio personality. You're eating on the mic?
I want some gummy worms.
Tell me to stop fucking eating.
What am I going
to
do in the middle of an interview? By the way, decaf, stop chewing!
How loud was it? Dude.
Dude, it was watermelon and fried chicken, okay? Seriously.
Tell a motherfucker. You just yank it from my
God
fucking
damn.
Mouth. Be like, I give a shit.
All right, we are still looking for other callers. Give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
See, Jody, on your show, on a real show, I won't be chewing candy.
A real show.
On a real radio show, I won't
you
be chewing
what?
Candy.
Fuck you.
A real show, he says.
Douche.
Decaf for AM. This is Stint Set. Awesome. You guys don't think I can do it. I can do it. Okay.
Well, we know you can do it. We're never going to say you can.
I can't do it.
I know I could do it.
I gotta fucking swear left and right as I stop breathing.
My problem is, though, is I have such weird... I mean, I know Murphy could do it, but him and I have, like, weird ideas, and we want to say the most foul...
It wasn't like that, man.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Right. Yeah, it was.
Was it that bad?
It was that bad, dude.
No, it wasn't. All right, I'm going to... It was? Oh, shit.
All right, we need a reset. We'll be back. Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio is on the air. God help us all. Master arithmeticness, light it up, light it up. I got the heat in both feet, snake handler's hands. Come back with slickness, and do it all again, yeah. My son of hustle, smooth as mother's butter. I let it ride on, I let it ride on. My son of hustle, smooth as mother's butter. I let it ride on, I let it ride on. You're on the media, darling. Pick it up, pick it up. An international phenomenon. Let it ride on.
Dude, that's some old school music there.
Hey, man. Radio, I just called radio. You can't name me. He's never been called before in the chat room.
What's that?
A British nigga. So you my British nigga. He's like, I've never been called that before. I was like, that's right, motherfucker. It's a decaf first.
Red Rum says she likes Zuzu Stunners, don't we all? For those of you that, the camera's always a little bit of an epic controversy here in the studio.
Epic
controversy.
What are you talking about? I gave in.
Trench has you rigged won. This thing. Yeah, Trench has rigged this thing in a way that is just awesome.
Oh, yeah, we have to talk about
the
that.
The camera's on a jib right now. It's the best way to put
it.
Matter of fact.
Well,
I was going to say, or is the call coming in?
I don't know. We'll wait. Whenever the call comes in, the call comes in.
You know, we'll do that later.
Yeah, we got a whole hour left, man. All shit.
Right. So we'll do that later. Hey, guys. Hey, how's it going?
How
yeah.
are you doing?
This is Hi. Called show prep. It's called prep the show in the middle of the show.
It's keeping it fresh, keeping it, yeah, whatever.
So, if you guys are joining the show today, yes, it's a good show.
I like it.
By the way, on Manny Watch, Manny so far is 0-1 in the night.
Who the fuck cares?
Sports fans.
Yeah, what? Damn. Fuck that douche.
Us well, Dodger fans okay. care.
Well, I know something we can talk about quickly, man, because I was going to wait for Derek to come to ask him, but he's not going to be here.
All I don't right. know what the hell.
He's not here. Okay, I was looking on the site. Did you guys hear about this Glenn Martin who invented the first usable jetpack?
Yeah.
In Wisconsin?
But two Another people Wisconsin need to night. Operate it while
That's
he...
what I'm saying. That's why this is Wisconsin. I'm sorry. What's that do?
Two people need to operate it while he's flying it.
Well, I guess supposedly this it goes 30. It lasts for 30 minutes and it rises up to 8,000 feet. And you know they and I guess it's going to sell for $100,000
each.
But the thing is 250 pounds.
Damn.
On your back to lift up. So yeah, like they were doing in the demo, there was a person helping the person fly. I mean, they got off the ground and everything, but at the same time, you know. But the thing is, no one really heard about it. I didn't really hear about it until I forgot I was doing a YouTube search or something, and it came up. And I'm just wondering.
That's
you know,
like a Volkswagen strap to
yes.
you.
now, my question I want to know is why is this not, you know, it's like, oh my God, it's the first jetpack. Why is this not, you know, bigger news? Is it that we expect more? You know, I don't know, like as Americans or just people
I'll
in general.
Tell you
because
right now, I expect a lot more.
Well, see, that's the thing. Is it because of comic books? You think movies that you know? You see the first, you know, you see Iron Man flying through the thing.
No,
so
it's not
we
Iron
fly,
Man.
So we want to fly like fucking Iron Man.
It's
or
the shit we were promised in the '70s and the '80s. I'm supposed to have a flying
George
car
Jetson.
And a robot butler.
No, actually, a lot of it is just it's not a finished product. No one really gives a shit because it's not a finished product. Look at the media attention that those stupid Segways received when they were done when they were out. No one really heard about them. And then all of a sudden, Segway.
Segways are stupid.
They were a finished product, and that's what got introduced.
Okay.
Now, when this is a finished product, when this is something that's, you know, able to be sold, be more usable, things like that, it'll be good big.
But from what they say is that the is ready to go. It, you know, it's 200 horsepower gasoline engine. I don't
Damn.
Know if you want to strap that shit up to your back, but it's 250 pounds or 5 feet tall. See, and the thing is, I think what it is, I think a lot of
you
people.
You look like RoboCop.
Exactly. I think a lot of people see the size of it, and, you know,
that's
everybody.
Like Dom DeLuise strapped to you.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Now, is it that it's a great invention that you can actually fucking float off the ground? Or is it that, you know, oh, it's not that great because it's not a small pack where you can fucking shoot up and go to the fucking space and shit?
Well, I mean, I think it's because it's not a small pack that lets you get anywhere conveniently. I mean, I'm sorry, but also, let's think about this. If we have to deal with dumb motherfuckers on the roads, do you want to really deal?
That was my second question.
Yeah, do you want to deal with dumb motherfuckers out above you and
think,
below you?
What do you think, Zoo? As a society, do you think we can all function wearing jetpacks?
I could function. I don't know about the people around me, though.
Just what we need.
Because I would be drinking and dropping bottles all at the same time. Where's my fucking cooler at? Jesus.
250 is twice my size.
She'd be the only one flying around with a kegerator on her front.
Fuck the baby seat. I need to get a snuggly for my kegerator.
There you go.
But, I mean, that's the thing. So you guys don't find it to be a cool invention that you can float off the ground
that's
for that long?
That's a cool invention.
If they can rise up to 8,000 feet,
that's a helicopter. Get one.
What are you, Howard Stern? Look, at 250 pounds, that makes a little, you know, and $100,000, that's a little prohibitive. Yeah. That's right. I said prohibitive.
I think you're making up words again.
He said you get your old personal decaf pack to wear while you go flying.
I'm totally cuddling.
Let's put a rocket booster to my ass and wear me. I'll hold up to you. That's what it's flying like.
Irish Mandingo. Irish Mandingo says, whatever happened to a bus pass?
Yeah, when the crackheads started doing it, I was out. Out.
Oh, that's funnier than
that's
shit.
That's the thing, because they did it. They did this shit in Wisconsin already, right? You already had to. They already had to hold up cards to tell people to clap when the applause and shit, because they're like applause. Applause.
Applause. What is that?
Oh, applause.
We have the applause sign out.
Oh. And so when they did it, like, they got done and said, all right, everybody, you know, people didn't know when to clap because it was kind of like the guy was just getting held up by two people and he was walking in the air and they put him down and everyone's like,
you like, know, wow.
Wow. That's,
was that it?
Yeah, wow. Was that it?
Man, I got to go to the bathroom. Yeah, you can where's see the porta potty?
If you look at Glenn Martin.
I got to go and shoot my lawnmower.
Jetpack on YouTube. You can see it's nothing really. So that's why I'm just wondering as a society.
That was just the funniest thing, because there's two rails on either side of this gigantic thing. And two people have to, like, steer it for him in this crowd. So what the fuck?
All right. Hey, I got a caller. Hello, caller.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
You're on the air.
Hey-o.
Hey.
Hey, it's Dan from Canis Open.
Oh, my God. You sound sound so much like a fucking white dude, my friend.
You fucking white.
I saw you on YouTube all day today, man. I mean, not YouTube, MySpace.
I'd be like, I'm on MySpace right now.
All right, guys, you are. This is Dan from Canis Hosting.
Dan, the man.
Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on, Dan? Hey.
All right, now we know you want to talk about some baseball, but first we got to talk about Canis Hosting. We pimp you guys every week.
If we remember,
tell everyone about your services.
Well, you know, we do web hosting. You need to put your site up on the internet, we can do that. We can do it affordably, we can do it expensive, any way you want it, really. Basic packages, you get a gig of space, 5 gigs of bandwidth, more than enough for the average person, really. About 20
not enough for all my tranny porn.
Well, that's why we put you up on the big package.
And he likes it on the big package.
Sick son of a bitch.
So what got you into web hosting?
Well, you know, I used to work for an internet service provider starting in about the mid-90s, and right after the dot-com boom, they hung on for about 2-3 more years and went out of business, and I've just been something I've wanted to do ever since, and finally got the chance to open it up this year.
Now do you think that you came at a good time, or because, you know, there's a lot of web hosting sites, you know, more than it used to be, and the prices dropped a lot. So do you think you find that yourself, you know, and making web pages is so much easier now. Do you think you came in at a right time, or you think it's at a wrong time because the prices are so much lower?
Well, I think I came in at a pretty good time. It's, you know, what they call a saturated market. There's tons of them. It's kind of like gas stations and restaurants. There's one on every corner. Yeah. But I think it's a good time also because there's just a lot you can offer, and it's not a lot of capital to put into it, a lot of it. Say, for instance, like you said, not everybody can build a website, so we offer a site builder. It's just pretty much click as you go. It leads you through. It's got a little word type text editor. You can insert pictures. You can see the design before you actually publish it. And things like that give us, I wouldn't say it gives us an edge because all the big guys have it too, but it lets us compete with them. It used to be years ago that was, you know, the big thing. The big companies could afford to spend thousands to offer these site builders, and now they're pretty much dime a dozen, so we can offer them to everybody.
Actually, if I can interrupt, yeah. Dan, I got to say this. The big thing with your hosting provider is the level of support.
Right.
Because I have broken our site more times than I can count, and it's always, hey, I got a question, need a little help, or hey, I think I found something here.
Sure.
So phenomenal support is what I can definitely say that, you know, Canis Hosting offers.
Yeah, and that's important because that's something that a lot of companies aren't doing. They're just basically either putting you in a forum or in a ticket system, and while we do have the ticket system and the forums, we also monitor our email 24 hours. We have a phone number with a toll-free number you can call. Inside the United States, of course. And, yeah, I mean, for people who ask, I'm on AIM all day long, most of the night. Can just IM me. I'll be glad to help.
It's always fun to say to Dan, hey, Dan, is the server down, and get the response of, motherfucker, again? The first, like, I think, like, the first week, there was just some issues, and Dan would just get so pissed every time.
Yeah.
It was awesome. You guys want to see something really funny? Watch this. Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
How about them Tigers?
Wow. Yeah, how about them? Let's take their future Hall of Fame catcher. Let's trade him for a guy who didn't want to be here before, a guy who can't pitch under pressure, a guy who can't close, and that's really the one number one thing they need in the bullpen is a closer, since they lose every game in the ninth inning. And then there's the left field position where they have seven left fielders. They have four in the minor leagues and three currently in the big leagues. One of them, Marcus Thames, 20 home run guy. He's a part-time player because he's only good part-time. He can go about 2 or 3 weeks, then you have to sit him down for a month. And then you bring in a guy named Cleet Thomas, who can't play in the minor leagues, but for some reason he can go about 2 weeks in the big league. But then you have this shortstop position where you have this guy who hit .338 last year for Atlanta. But for some reason, he can't break .260 with Detroit.
Andrew Jones.
Yeah, sort of like that.
Remember when I told you at the beginning of the year, I said, you're going to be happy having Andrew Jones. And I'm a Braves fan. So I said, you're going to be happy having him. You know, the Dodgers are going to do well. Well, the Dodgers are doing well, but not because of Andrew Jones. But
well, actually, the Dodgers picking up Ramirez, I thought that was a great pickup for them. I kind of saw their pitching was good enough, but they just weren't scoring any runs. Maybe he can help.
Yeah, we definitely need a bat to warm things up. Now, the big, you know, as big as that was yesterday, the second largest story of the day, of course, was for some ungodly reason the Tigers giving up Pudge Rodriguez. It makes no sense.
Well, you know, he was at the end of his contract. There's a lot of speculation in Detroit that maybe he wanted to trade. Maybe the Tigers weren't going to re-sign him at the end of this year anyway, so let's trade him and get something. He's apparently always had a dream to play with the Yankees, and now he gets a chance since Posada's out for the rest of the year.
And so did Billy Crystal.
Right. But for some reason, to trade him straight up for a guy who they had here before, who didn't want to be in Detroit, he didn't pitch good here, he's not good in the situations they need him for, and they trade this guy straight up when they probably could have at least got a prospect from somebody else. I know the Marlins, it never came out publicly, at least around what I've seen, what the Marlins wanted to give up, but they at least were going to send another catcher up here. And now we've got former third base Brandon Inge back in the catcher role where he hits a good 150 when his legs are worn out. So, and that's kind of their story. They don't have good defense this year. For some reason, they're not hitting consistently. They'll score 19 runs one game and get shut out the next four. Then there's their closer, Todd Jones, who was looking like Mariano Rivera until his last four starts when he single-handedly lost all four games.
He just tanked.
Yeah, replacing him by Fernando Rodney, which every scout in this world thinks he's the greatest thing since Sandy Koufax, and it takes him 40 pitches to almost close a game. I actually was thinking they should just jumble the whole lineup around. They could just have Renteria pitch and not have Rodney play center field. And, you know, why not?
Hey, Dan.
Now, of all of the, I'm sorry. Of all of the trade rumors that were going around, what did you most want to see happen yesterday before the deadline? Because there were a lot of rumors.
There were, there was tons of them. It was kind of funny how the Red Sox were involved in about 16 different trades trying to get Michael Bay. It seemed like not Michael Bay, but you know Bay. And actually, I thought that was the best trade, picking up Jason Bay, bringing him over from Pittsburgh. We all know Pittsburgh. At the trade deadline, they launched their best guy.
Yeah, of course.
It's just a perennial thing with them.
To line up the other LaRoche brother.
Yep.
Whatever.
Exactly. I think they're actually building prospects, but I don't think they know what to do with them. It's their main problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I was hoping for was the Tigers would get in the mix for Bay. And you'd think a team that's only 5.5 games out in a Central Division that's not the strongest, you know, it's not the weakest either, but you've got a White Sox and Twins team that are starting to slow down, and they were beating each other up all week, and, you know, they could have gained some ground, but, you know, they just didn't do anything, and teams like the Red Sox, the Yankees, of course, filling the holes where they need to. They added a couple pitchers in the bullpen. You know, they picked up Pudge, which...
I love this. You should have seen Dan's messages that day. He was just livid. It was fantastic. I wish I would have saved them. It was worth it. He was just losing his mind.
Oh, I still have them. I'd read them, but we'd run out of time.
Hey, Dan, I have two questions. is about two stories that's been going on for the last few months. I want to know if the stories are overrated or overrated, or they should keep talking about them. There's two things that's getting real fucking annoying to me. One is them talking about the closing of fucking Yankee Stadium and how the fucking history behind it, and Brett Favre.
You better fucking respect that shit.
And Brett Favre. Are they both fucking overdone? Or you think they need to still talk? You see, Zeus, you still think people need to fucking talk about them? Is it overrated? Is the Yankees history overrated and Brett Favre's years in the league over fucking rated?
I'll tell you what. In regards to the Yankees first, I have been – every World Series the Yankees have been in, I picked up a love for the other team and rooted for them. I was jumping up and down.
Rare rubs and fucking Yankees.
Yeah, when Luis Gonzalez popped that single and won the World Series, I was jumping up and down hollering. My wife thought I was crazy. She said, "You're not a Diamondbacks fan." And I am now. And then, when they got beat by the Marlins, I mean, same thing. I wasn't jumping up and down quite as much, but I was pretty happy. But last week, I had the pleasure of sitting in Yankee Stadium for my first game in New York City. And I'll tell you what, the fans, you hear all this hostility, and I'm sure it's a little different when the Red Sox in town, but the fans were fine. I mean, they're really passionate about their team. They love their team. They have great history. And when you sit in the stadium, you actually do feel like you've gone back in time. It's got that old stadium feel.
Well, that's you've got Monument Park. Old.
It really is a great place to see a game.
So do you think it's something that could have been redone, rebuilt, work done, or you think this building a whole new stadium with all the fancy shit is the way that it should go because it's just how it is in the times?
You know, it's kind of funny. A few years ago, Tiger Stadium was closing, and I signed the petition here in Detroit to stop it, like all of us crazy fans did, and I almost cried the other day when they started knocking it down. But once you walk into a new stadium, you immediately forget about the old one. These new stadiums, they're great. I mean, aside from the luxury suites, that's kind of – I did that a couple of times. That's not really how you should watch a game, but it's cool. I mean, you feel like a king. But really, they are nice. The obstructed views, even though some of them were minor, like in Yankee Stadium, I couldn't see one of the corners in the outfield. All that is gone. The seats are wider. The food – it usually takes a hit because you have to pay more and it's not as good. But, you know, it's still, I don't see any problem with replacing it. At first I thought, you know, there's so much history in Yankee Stadium, why change it? But, you know, sometimes you can actually see the age of that ballpark, and it is old, not so much on the field or in the stands because that kind of thing can be fixed. But when you're going through the corridors of the stadium, you know, the structure can only last for so long, and really, I think it is time.
Yeah, no, the stadium was built after John McCain was born.
Yeah.
So it is pretty old. Moving on to Brett Favre. Okay, this Brett Favre in and out. And I see Red Rum is in the chat room just like...
It's getting all fired up
Doing a John Madden. Brett Favre, I want to marry you, Brett Favre. I want to propose to you.
Brett Favre is so loyal. He's mulling over taking money to stay retired for the next 10 years. I don't know if you read that, but he's now considering taking $20 million paid over the next 10 years from the Green Bay Packers to stay retired.
Dude, that's like Opie and Anthony getting paid to stay home.
Yeah, and if he wants to play so bad, why is he considering it?
Because it's $20 million!
I know.
It's like, wait.
I think that's the only reason.
Let's just go over this. You're going to give me $20 million. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stay home. Yes, and not have large niggers flying at me,
right,
trying to cut me off at the knees or the neck. Where do I sign? I'll fucking sign that shit right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the man's 38. He has his one Super Bowl, and, you know, he has his MVPs. I mean, take the money, stay the fuck home, and watch that TV. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
While he's still breathing.
Yeah, because he was on the Madden cover. He is on the Madden cover, too.
Yeah, you know what? That's the biggest curse there, right? He'll probably die on the field.
He's gonna stay home, and they're gonna bring him back for like a dedication ceremony or something, and he's gonna have a stroke on the way to the tunnel.
Yeah.
Jody said exactly. Jody said he should stay retired, do rental car commercials like Elway.
Yeah. You know, I think the only thing worse than the Madden cover might be the Campbell's Soup commercial.
All right, so we're talking about this. If anybody else has something they want to contribute, we do have the $20,000 phone system here. You can call in 1-866-587-6257. You know, I think Favre, should have stayed retired. He had a great career, but
yeah, he went out. Everyone was kissing his ass and all. So let's just stay retired. And someone came and said, "Paul, we can go out there and throw the ball one more time."
Yeah, there's not a chance he's going to wind up in Minnesota or Chicago. It's not going to happen. If anything, he's going to wind up at, like, the Jets, or he's going to be playing for the Cardinals or something.
Or you could just send him to the Lions, where everybody else ends their career.
Dude, I love Detroit fans, especially Dan. He's just so beat up, and he knows it. And he's just...
Yeah.
Hey, look, you had Ron Artest.
Oh, gosh, Ron Artest. You know, there were rumors swirling for 3 weeks he was going to sign with the Pistons. I was getting ready to find a new team. I can't even imagine there'd be a brawl every night.
Well, I'm going to buy his rap album and send it to you, all right?
Hey, you'd be the first one to buy it then.
So, let's get some conversation going here with everybody else in the studio. Favre, should he stay retired or should he have the opportunity to go to another team? Decaf, what do you think?
Oh, I'm sorry. Red Rom just said something crazy that Lions ruined Barry Sanders.
Well,
I don't think they ruined. Well, I don't know. It's gonna make. I'm sorry. What was your question, man?
Should Favre retire or should he have the right to go to another team?
He should have the right to go to another team.
Just not the Patriots, right?
Dude, all he's going to do is play the same game at any other team he goes to. It's going to bring down all those teams. It's going to be a big clusterfuck. I think he just should stay retired. I mean, if you have in your mindset, you know, I should quit, maybe it's because you really ought to quit.
There's got to be something in you that's triggering that thought. If something in you makes you want to retire, you're going to want to retire no matter what.
Yeah, that's true, and you're going to want to retire, and it's there. Now, if it's a person, well, why is he trying to come back to Green Bay if it's something in Green Bay? That's
Roger Clemens.
Oh.
I think he should retire. I think, you know, he signed it, he did everything he needed to do to retire, and that should be it. That's pretty much all. Irish says he should be forced to play for the money. That'd be great. They should just, but they don't have to let him QB. They should just make him the center.
Actually, just put him, you know, put him as a second or third stringer. No, who says he has to be the starter?
Special teams.
Special teams. There you go. He gets to toss the ball during the 2-point conversion.
Make him punt return every time.
But so offer me, $20 million. Fuck it. I'm taking money. Stay the fuck home, regardless.
I stay at home, play PlayStation for $20 million. All right, so, Dan, we're going to cut you loose. Hey, one more time, tell everyone the website.
It's canishosting.com, canishosting.com.
Hey, did you listen to the show earlier, or you just got in now?
I just got in.
Okay, so you have to listen because you got to see my promotion now. I'm trying to work on for the – I said I want you to only let me do the promotion on the show about it. You have to hear what I said earlier. It was some good shit.
Awesome. I'll check out the podcast.
I think okay. It was – what was it? Canishosting.com, the only place you'll get free malt liquor and fried chicken with your order.
I didn't say that. I didn't go that far. Not yet. All right.
Dan. Hey, what's the coupon code for everyone again?
It's summer, and it's good for 20% off our mid-grade package.
Outstanding. All right, guys. So, Dan, thank you very much.
Hey, anytime. Thank you.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to him later. Dan's a good guy. He's a loyal Detroit fan. It is so much fun. Just anytime Detroit loses a game or barely loses a game, he just goes off, and it's great. I love watching these little triads I get from him and the message I get. It's outstanding. Canishosting.com. That is where the new Spankwagon site is located once we finish it.
Still working on it.
Still working on it.
I mean, I'm working diligently.
I know. I see that. I see it happen. I help where I can, but then again, I know where not to step on your toes or to tell you that you choose the one out, the one layout for it.
It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
once again back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal
fiend.
Public enemy number one, my bull said
freeze,
and I got numb. Can I tell him never really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X-1. Got it, got me in a cell, put my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you all to listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. How are the people say, make a miracle,
deep.
I'm the lyrical, black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again.
Turn it up.
The brother is madder than mad at the fact it's corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on the rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations, I question their blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see them the latest.
Turn it up! Bring the noise!
I'm in front of me, the crowd runs to me, my DJ is warm, he's X, I call him Norm, you know, he can cut a record from side to side, so with the ride, the glide, so be much safer than a suicide. Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll music, for what you're for which, and you call a bad man, making a music, I'm music, but you can't do it, you know, you call demo,
but we ride demos too.
What you gonna do, rap is not afraid of you, beat is for Sonny Bono,
beat
is for Yo Bono, run the MC, first in a DJ, couldn't be a band, stand on his own feet, get you on your seat, beat is for Eric B and LL as well, hell,
wax is for Anthrax,
still like your rock bell, ever forever, universal and will sell, time for me to exit, Terminator exit,
turn it up!
Stand my man, the beat the same when I boast those. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last, why it was. Roll with the rock stars,
you never get accepted as.
We got to plead the fifth, we can't investigate. Don't need to wait, get the record straight.
Hey,
Monty in effect, got flavor, Terminator. Exercise checks, play to get paid. We got to check it out, that on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, mother. Oh shit! I'm coming in loud as a motherfucker. Hold on, let me back the microphone up. Yeah, motherfuckers. You like that shit, didn't you? Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for a darker perspective. You know what, man? I do a darker perspective like once every fucking 3 months. Now I don't know if it's because I just lazy, no fucking find shit to talk about a darker perspective and come on the show and you know find something good every once in a while, but I think these crackers are holding me back from, you know, because they know if I do a darker perspective for 2 hours straight, that two things. One, they ain't gonna have no job. And two, I won't have no motherfucking voice. So let me start in what I wanna talk about, right? I wanna talk about John McCain. Yes. Old crusty fucker. Let's talk about old crust. All right, old crust. Okay. The campaign. Whoa, white woman lift their arms up. She loved the decaf. Yes, she does. She knows she wants this nigga right fucking now. All right, let me get back on point.
Give my fucking mic.
Nah, no mic for you, white woman. Stay your place. All right, we're gonna talk about the campaign to elect the great grandpa John McCain. Now this motherfucker released a commercial. No, guys, not a hover round commercial of John McCain spinning around in a motorized wheelchair. Talking about he has all this kind of freedom. No, but a commercial about dirty attacks on Obama being a celebrity without no true ability to be a president. Now, in a meeting he had, or it, I guess his speeches are more like meetings because it's like 12 motherfuckers show up. So in the speech he had in Racine, Wisconsin, yes, there's motherfuckers in Racine. Wisconsin, I don't know what it is about Wisconsin making the news for all the wrong reasons. In Racine, Wisconsin, who the fuck goes to Racine, Wisconsin anyway, other than fucking Murphy? Well, he did go to Racine, went to Madison, but the same fucking shit. All right, during his speech, he defended a TV ad in which he said he compared Obama with being a celebrity status like a crazy-ass crackhole bitch, Britney Spears, and a drunken bitch, Paris fucking Hilton. Now, to me, does it sound like he smelled like fucking desperation? That this motherfucker is trying to find anything to cling on to bring down his image? Because he has nothing else to fucking, say. He can't defend himself. And the thing is that what... Back at, you know, a year ago or two, John McCain was more in the moderate. He's more in the middle line. Now this motherfucker has totally sold the fuck out and became the GOP's newest fucking whore. Okay, I'm sorry, man. Murphy told me to tone down. Oh, slow down. I'm talking too fast. All right, yeah. I'm kind of pissed off about this shit. But, you know, the whole thing is, it's like, it's just desperate. You know, the desperation is, you know, they're doing the dirty ads and stuff like that. And then they want to turn around and say that Obama's playing the race card by saying that they don't want him to be like, they don't think he's the image of other presidents on the dollar bills. No, he's not saying his race car is a fucking fact. He doesn't look like any of the motherfuckers on the goddamn dollar bill because they all been crackers. But, so I mean, he ain't lying to a motherfucker. But in closing, man, a woman during McCain's speech said that Obama terrifies her. Terrifies. The bitch said, 18-year-old bitch said that Obama terrifies. Now, just because when she was 7, her own daddy went into her room and raped her and told her that a black man fucking did that shit, don't mean you have to hate all the Negroes now, crack a bitch. And that's Decaf in the Darker Perspective. Peace out, y'all.
What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was,
Can't make a black greenback that, now, can ya?
Now you see why Big Daddy had to fucking stretch it out to let that to let that one out. Because that shit really pissed me off. I'm looking at that shit, you know, it terrifies me.
Let's just count the people he offended in that. Republicans, old people.
Wisconsin.
Molestation and rape victims. Dude, I think you went up to me. I may have gone there with Dakota Fanning, but you went there with like a whole cross section of the humanity. Oh, that was great. That was awesome.
But I know. But they did say he's like, you know, oh, he's using the racial card because he's saying that he doesn't look like any of the presidents on the dollar bills.
Gee, I wonder why.
The nigga doesn't wear, he ain't cracking, he ain't wearing a fucking wig either. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, jeez. Dude, I'm hurting. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I told you. I was
waiting
for
this.
Well,
you know, as far as I'm concerned, and Murphy brought this up, this is Murphy's story, the Republicans don't need much help making themselves look like asses or anything,
no.
Especially after what happened today when they tried to go to recess in the House.
Oh, no, I didn't hear about that.
Murph, why don't you take this one?
Well, okay, let me bring up the link here. Stretch for me, Decaf.
All right. So I know
you're listening to Spangwagon Radio,
the best show on internet.
Yeah, okay. Here, Decaf.
Okay, I can't cut that.
Oh yeah.
I need a towel.
Right there. Right. Yeah. Spank me. Are you ready?
No, I'm completely fucking distracted now. Shit. No, okay, some shit went down in in the Senate today. Wow. By the way, thank you. That was... I'm just not standing up for a while. We'll leave it at that. So today they were in the Senate, or was it Congress? One of the two. They were debating the new energy bills, and one of the things that was up for debate was the. I'm gonna bring this up here. Sorry, I suck. What can I say?
The drilling in Alaska.
Thank you. They were bringing up the drilling in Alaska. They're bringing up the drilling in Alaska, and it was up for debate. Well, of course, you know, the House chair, they get to say when it's done, and they didn't like that. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats adjourned the House today turned off the lights and killed the microphones, but Republicans were still on the floor talking gas prices. Now, let's just talk about something here. What this big debate was about... keeping or opening up new sections of ANWR for drilling. They haven't even drilled all the places they have leased yet, but they want more to drill in.
That's because the gas. Is the microphone's on? That's
I don't know.
The gas price off.
You turned.
Oh,
off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You dumbass.
Silly Negro. Switches are for kids.
I did that shit on purpose, man.
I'm not taking any blame for you touching your own microphone.
No, I turned it off on purpose.
On purpose, because they shut off the lights.
No, because of what he said. Because of what he said. He shut off the lights and took off the microphone. God damn it. Everybody fucking went over everybody's head.
That's a little too much highbrow humor. Oh, no. I know what this means. So what happened was the Democrats basically said, we're done talking about this. Because the Republicans want... Hey, yo. The Republicans want to...
I'm going
to
start taking it off.
The Republicans want to drill for more oil because they want to convince the Americans, hey, if you let us drill for more oil, we're going to go ahead and get your gas prices low. Here's the thing with that, though. It's going to take years to build... Turn on some music, goddammit, Trench. It's going to take years to build those drilling platforms.
I don't have stripper music handy.
Dude, she'll dance to anything. It's going to take years to build this. Fucking doing this shit isn't going to help gas prices right now, and the Republicans are trying to make it out like they're the ones looking out for you. But they're the ones that enabled Exxon to make $1,485 a second.
God damn.
Exxon makes...
Oh, shit.
Wow. Exxon makes $1,400 a second, and Zeus is just going to town. I don't know if the camera's...
Zuzu.
Is the... Wow. I don't think the camera can even see this. I think the light level is just
this,
so far
this
down.
This is a private show, gentlemen.
This is a private show. Sorry, guys. Fuck you. But it's a company that makes $1,400 a second doesn't need any more help. Drilling in ANWR isn't going to help. So what happened was the Democrats left. They turned off the lights. They turned off the microphone. C-SPAN turned off the cameras. And the Republicans...
I'm so turned on right now.
And the Republicans reverted to five-year-olds. They started fucking going to town. They're going to shut us off. We're going to go ahead and we're going to keep going. We're going to... Well, I can't... The guys in the chat room are complaining because there's not enough light for them to see this. You guys are missing out. Zeus is shaking that ass.
Yeah, they are really missing out.
Hey-o.
I feel like drilling for oil myself. And I see some snow that I want to dig in.
But the Republicans just fucking lost their minds.
Oh, shit, look at that stomach.
Wow.
God damn, that stomach's like perfect.
Hey, man. If someone would like us to turn on the lights, go ahead and give us a call. 1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-LB-ROCKS. If you want the lights on to see what Zuzu's doing, just let us know.
Oh, God.
So the Republicans, they started...
And notice she hasn't given me my wallet back yet.
I know. Notice she hasn't taken anything off yet, though, either.
Because his wallet's empty.
It is not.
You got a couple dollars in there, man?
Oh,
shit, you got this.
Trencher tried to reach for his wallet. She knocked the shit out of him. That's 1-866-587-6257. Call in and ask us to turn on the lights.
We
will turn on the lights so Zeus can go ahead and dance for us.
Why
for
is she doing
you.
A bunny hole?
Shut up! Why are you at... Oh, my God.
Damn.
She's just jiggling.
This is why I love what I do.
She's not a big killer, my friend. She's
no,
a bit starter.
No,
yeah.
She's a bit starter.
Oh, wait.
Take it. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, it's Mandingo.
Mandingo, We are so turning on the lights. Ask for it. Say it. We want the lights.
I want the lights.
Mandingo wants the lights.
Oh, I'll even do a good introduction for her. Ladies and gentlemen, on the main stage of the Scissor, shaking water, Mama Diva.
Zeus, show him the backside, girl.
I used to DJ in a titty bar, and she can work at it any day.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
All right, dude, you got to show the stomach. Yeah,
show the stomach again.
Show that awesome. Stomach, baby. Oh. Oof.
Hold on, Decaf. Don't make her turn around yet.
Hey, Zeus? Yeah. What color bra do you have on?
Am I wearing a bra?
I don't know. Are you? Black bra. And what color panties are you wearing?
Come on, you gotta get my boy Irish. You gotta show him. You gotta show him the cleaves.
Oh, now we got the music going.
Come on,
show
now,
the cleaves.
I got some music going.
Yes, the music's going. Oh yeah.
It's all about the booty, Decaf.
I know, my friend. I know.
So the Republicans tried to totally.
Fuck the Republicans.
Oh shit!
Damn.
We need to get a pole installed now.
Oh, there's four of them in here.
Yeah, Irish wants to see that ass, girl. Show them that ass again. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh!
If she did that and read the news in her voice every day, I would watch it for about 35 hours.
Now, that's still the best shit I've ever heard.
Still, I broke something anyway.
I think I sprained my wrist, and we won't go into that.
We're all out of napkins. I'm sorry.
Wow. By the way, Trench, for as long as you fought me on the camera, do you now think it's a good idea?
Oh, I could watch that without a camera. What are you talking about?
All right,
for our listeners.
So look,
the camera's why I stayed home on a Friday night at 10 o'clock.
Yeah! Damn! In Florida, no less.
Yes.
Irish.
There are 20 strip clubs within a 5-mile drive.
Bro, I still owe you a card. I still owe you a VOD card, man. You never emailed me.
I did try to email you. I connected it onto the link where it says contact.
Hey, do us, that's radio.
To Murphy directly.
No, just hit me directly, Murphy at spankwagon.net, because I owe you two now, dude, because I said the first real caller to call in tonight got one.
And we now have one more reason people need to call, but it's got to be someone else other than Irish. You have additional photos.
I have more photos of Starry to post.
And after tonight, I will open it up so you can post as many as you need to.
Oh, thank goodness. I had to break that down. For those of you that haven't seen the site, spankwagon.net, I can only put 10 photos at a time. Irish, brother, we love you, man. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, good all night.
Right. Yeah, I posted a shitload of Starry's photos from when she was here in the studio. As someone pointed out, they did look like Decaf's prom pictures.
Yeah, I did.
So is the rest of the photos?
There are more titty pictures.
Are
to
they
post.
Are they going to put me in court or are they they safe for children?
They're going to put you in court.
Shit,
I got a couple more of those. Yeah, Decaf or Stitz took
you,
all those.
I know. What you got of me, man? Oh, you motherfucker. He gave me that smile. He's probably got some shit. Oh, God.
We got some more to post.
God damn it. Half, motherfucker. I lose half my shit.
Oh, okay.
So we need someone else to call in.
Give me that.
We need someone else to call in and ask me to post the pictures.
Oh, Irish just proposed to you, Zuzu.
What was that? Where?
He just proposed to you.
In the chat room. Hey, yo.
I like it, though. It's not Zuzu. It's red hair, round ass, marry me.
That's dude, she is hot.
No, I won't argue that.
She was fucking, oh, nice. And she's got a foul mouth on her, too. I love that.
You know she's coming to my birthday party, right?
I know.
You know all the guys going to pull me in the corner. Hey, dude, hey, who's that chick, man? Is she with somebody? Is she, you know what, she's been staring at me all night. I'm like, yeah, okay.
The next do I dude, stare hey, at anybody all
the
night?
Next, I know the next guy, hey, man, that girl's been checking me out all day. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
She got her hater blockers on. How are you going to know she's been looking
her
at you?
Her
low
hands.
How long I've been drinking? This gets bright in here. Fuck.
All right, so we are looking for someone to call, so Murph can go ahead and...
I want to post the rest of these pictures, guys.
Post, and these are the nudes?
These are well, they're not nude,
well,
they're
not
all topless.
Me.
All
right.
No, they're not of Zuzu.
These,
hey, ooh. Zuzu, can we see the boobs?
No.
Damn it,
camera.
Son of a bitch.
Damn. All right, so... well,
yeah, Zuzu had to leave before we could take photos of her and Starry.
Oh!
Hey, yo!
Oh!
The girls are in play. Look at. Oh, nice.
Very nice. And off camera. So
and that's
sorry.
All for us. Sorry, guys. So somebody else has to call and ask us to post these pictures. Dan, I know you know the number. You just fucking called in.
Wait, what is that number again? Oh, that's right. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
Fuck it.
We got 5 minutes left in the show.
I just jizzled a little bit.
Just a little in your pants.
So, is anyone calling?
I gotta say, it's Jessica was nice, and Nisi was cool, but it's been a while since we've had a genuine sex pot on the show.
Genuine sex pot.
I mean, Ginger was hot, but Zeus takes it to a whole new level. I ain't gonna lie.
Why? Cause you've been speculating, thinking about it all morning,
dude. I
how many have you rubbed out at work?
At work?
Yeah.
To Zeus?
Uh huh.
More than I'd like to elaborate about.
Look, I don't look that hot at work. I'm sorry.
No, when she comes to work, you know, she just looks like a normal person at work, but she
that was an out of
I hide
job.
My shit.
She does. She does. And you know what's funny? We have at work we have this fuckable list. And Zeus is on it. There is no way
Even
around it.
Even with my down gear?
Even with your down gear, almost every guy I've talked to. You're on it. The ones who you're not on.
Girls don't have down gear to guys. Don't you understand that?
No.
All right. What's down gear? I'm.
You know, like a sweater or some.
Oh, okay.
Khaki slacks.
She
comes.
This is Zeus at work.
I look like a boy.
She's got the hair up in a bun. She's got like a Grindhouse T-shirt on and a hoodie sweater. She covers her shit up, but when she comes here, she puts it all out.
But see, the thing is, babe, what you don't understand is when you're at work and you are dressed up like that. You know what every guy's thinking? God damn it! What would she look like if her hair was down and she was wearing a half top and a mini skirt?
Trust me, it doesn't matter what the fuck you wear.
No bullshit, Zeus. You are on the fuckable list for quite a few guys, and some you are in that top three, and you know it.
Oh, yeah.
Even the gay one.
Oh, right? Nice.
Interesting.
Madcation. So,
Look, the pool was fun, I must admit.
The pool was fun?
Red Rod wanted to know if there was a fuckable list at Cox.
There was a fuckable list at Cox. There absolutely
why,
was.
Why did fuckable list and Cox just go together?
Well, oh, look, dude's getting down, dude's getting down. Is there a fuckable list at your work, Trench?
Yeah, there is.
There is.
There's
With hesitation, what are they, all fat chicks?
No, actually, we've been more cognizant when we're hiring.
Cognizant.
What about you, Decav? Is there a fuckable list for you at work?
Well, the thing is
other
that
than certain friends' wives? Oh! Look at that! I don't get you often, but when I do... Oh, is there a fuckable list there?
No, I have no comment.
Come on, now!
Yeah, it's called the Green Valley Ranch branch. There's also
there's quite a few. And the thing is that so many different places. You know, you find a sprinkle one or two or three or four, and then when I come to work, I'm go over five or six.
You know, when I used to work for I don't know if you guys many of you know this. Before I worked for where I work now, I worked for a company that worked for a bank, and I swear to God, this bank's process for procedure was hiring any hot Asian chick they could find.
Asian chicks are hot. Period.
No, there are some fat,
ugly
Asian chicks.
There are some really bad Asian chicks.
Really?
They're okay.
Oh, Stitz is here. Stitz has an opinion on Asian chicks.
Stitz, what is your opinion on Asian chicks?
Some are hot, but it's not a majority. There's no way in hell. Did you ever date a Korean?
No, I've never dated a Korean
chick. I wouldn't mind. I think some Korean chicks are really hot.
Those crazy casts, man. They have casts bigger than most men.
So yeah. you're saying you want a woman with legs like a man?
While I'm on the offensive list, most Vietnamese...
He wants to date an art crumb drawing, okay?
Most Vietnamese women look like pug dogs.
He likes Eon Flux.
Most Vietnamese people look like
I
pug
like
dogs.
A woman how her legs just go up and make an ass out of themselves.
But I'm bummed.
Hey, yo.
Wait.
Submit. Wow, Japanese women submissive.
Yeah,
who'd
that's
have guessed?
A...
Is that a... Where's the downside?
Ding, 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 ding.
I like that.
Oh, except Japanese women. Well, it's because Japanese Americans, they all want to be jailed.
Because any American miss.
When you attach American to any fucking title, it's an uptight bitch that wants your money.
Fuck you, bitch. I don't want your fucking money. I just want to fuck you.
Hey, yo. Keep your wallet, Trench. I'll see you next week.
Then there's those loopholes.
You know? I just want your credit line.
Nah, that's
well, then why are you talking to a black man?
Because his credit is fucking awesome. For a black man.
So your standards are that low. Got it.
Right.
Everything all right?
I'm just wondering where...
Oh, I'm sure they're out there.
Oh, okay. Just wondering where if King Hesh was out in the... India.
Waiting to kick us out and Queen
exactly.
Hesh.
King and Queen. So,
dude. No, that's definitely not their show.
Yeah. I don't know. No, they're not out there.
No. Still got a rap.
I say we stretch. I say we go buffer overrun. The Heshes aren't here.
They're going to be here in like a minute. You know it.
Fine. If they don't show up at 5 till, we do buffer overrun.
All right. I thought we were pretty much in that mode, right?
I'm gonna do buffer overrun.
No, we're gonna go.
You see what I've typed in for why my credit's good? Hey, buddy, how's it going? I'm Decaf. Hey, can you give me a credit? Can you give me a credit card?
We haven't gotten a call. We stalled long enough, so no one wants to see the additional pictures.
So I guess we're not gonna put the additional booby photos up.
I'm sorry. You want to give them a second chance so they have to email radio@spankwagon.net?
Okay. Radio at spankwagon.net.
So
go ahead and fire off.
I'm firing, my friend. I fired off several times.
Radio at spankwagon.net. Fire off an email. Maybe then I'll...
Fire off a couple.
She is so distracting. Trench, kick the outro music. Holy crap, boys and girls. You've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. You'll find us live every week here.
Dude, I think I just blew my load again.
At spankwagon.net. We need to thank all the guys who helped get us on the air. First off, it's going to be LV Rocks. Thanks for letting us come in here and nut all over the chairs. Also, we want to thank the syndicates.
Yeah, let's thank the syndicates. Big thank you to KCHRN. We're going to miss Westmar's show for sure.
I call bullshit on that, by the way.
I hope so.
Vetoed. Get your ass back on the air, Brad.
Fox FM, Dorf from Hell Radio, Showdown Network, Steel City, Trax Radio, Radio X UK. We love you. KBMA.
I think I just made cream of wheat under the chair, my
friend.
Well,
guys,
thank me.
This is...
Don't forget, guys, if we're not live,
you can find us in the archive.
The archive.
I just make grits too.
MySpace, Spankwagon, MySpace.com/
I just made mashed potatoes.
Spank.
And I can't wait to hear this word, but.
My left testicle just escaped.
Shut up. Twitter.
Twitter.
Twitter. Twitter.com/spankwagon. Oh my god. Yeah, we're wasted for the night. See you next week. Find us online, video, everything you need. Greatest ever. Spankwagon.
Thank you.
following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.